NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A CDC advisory committee is endorsing the Pfizer COVID vaccine for those 65 and older. The group voted today to recommend distribution of booster shots for older Americans and nursing home residents. More than a dozen people have been shot at a Kroger store near Memphis, Tennessee. Police in the town of Collierville confirmed 13 people were shot inside the store. There's one deceased victim, and the shooter is also dead. Police Chief Dale Lane said SWAT team members found customers hiding in freezers and in the bathrooms when they cleared the store. The top Republican in the House is being asked whether he has received a subpoena to testify before the select committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
I haven't received any subpoena, but it just goes to show. This is more about politics than anything else.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy also wouldn't say how he would advise fellow Republicans on how to respond if they are subpoenaed. Team USA staff members and athletes will have to be vaccinated against COVID to take part in the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says, while we were hopeful that we would be lifting our COVID restrictions by the time the flame was extinguished at the Tokyo 2020 Games, the stark reality is that this pandemic is far from over. Sarah Hirschland, the committee's CEO, released a letter saying that the vaccine requirement will extend to all Team USA delegation members or hopefuls for future games. Proof of vaccination will have to be provided by December 1st. The committee had encouraged vaccinations ahead of the summer games, but stopped short of making them a requirement. The winter games begin on February 4th. I'm Mike Bauer.
Federal Election Commission documents show Southern Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert used campaign cash to pay business rent. FEC documents say over $6,600 went to her landlord at Shooter's Grill in Rifle. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.